Hi, my name is Logan Philbin, and I'm married to Jaden Philbin. He gave his testimony like 2 weeks ago, so you guys will know us pretty well, hopefully. But yeah, so married to Jaden, we have a one-year-old daughter named Fletcher, and I'm from Ainsworth, Nebraska. And for the past several years, Jaden and I, we've been completing our degrees from CSC, and right now I'm completing my counseling graduate program. So with that being said, you know, it's just my hope that, you know, my testimony, what I share with you guys today, that it can just be a proclamation of what God has done throughout my life through Christ. And I just... as I've been discipled throughout the years by Amy, we're studying 1 John, and in 1 John 5, 6 through 12, testimonies discussed, and in verse 10 it says, whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself, and then in verse 11, the testimony is defined, and verse 11 states, and this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and that this life is in his Son. And it's my goal today that I'm able to boast in the Lord, and that this can be seen as just an act of worship to him, and that we can all see that as well. So I was born in Thornton, Colorado. I have an older brother. He's 3 years older than me. And when I was probably around 4 years old, maybe five, I don't know, my parents became believers. I'm so grateful that my parents chose to obey the Lord's command to pass the word of God to my brother and I. And, you know, they took my brother and I to church. They taught us about scripture. They encouraged us to surrender our lives to Christ. And, you know, looking back, I'm honestly not completely sure of when I would have made that decision when I surrendered my life in the eyes of God. I don't necessarily have a specific date or a specific time or moment. I've known the truth. I've known it ever since I can remember. But in terms of accepting that truth, I would have to say that this probably occurred my freshman year of college here. And, you know, multiple life experiences attributed to this long, this prolonged acceptance, unfortunately. And, you know, from ages 7 to 9, I was sexually abused. And this abuse, it was committed by those in my family's Christian circle. And so throughout that time, whenever the Lord's name was mentioned, or when Jesus would be discussed, you know, it was almost as if, like, my insides were trying to scratch their way out. As scripture says, the darkness hates the light, and my fleshly nature completely despised anything to do with church or with Christ or with God. And so then we moved to Ainsworth, Nebraska, while I was in the middle of fourth grade. My dad, he actually eventually became the associate pastor of community and outreach at the E-Free Church in Ainsworth. And through that exposure, I guess I became a little bit less opposed to loving what God said and who he is. But however, at that time, I focused my life on sports. I filled that kind of gaping hole with athletics, and I didn't stop for anyone or anything. I was just very tunnel-visioned. And thankfully, even so, I did get involved in youth group, and through that, I decided to not rebel as much. But my freshman year of high school, God, he blessed me abundantly. Jaden, my husband, we started dating, and we've never stopped. We have essentially just been growing up together. which is kind of unique. And later in our relationship, he showed a love for God's word, and he challenged me just what that looks like to hunger for the Lord. And, you know, he spoke truth into my life, and he just loved me. And he still does. And we came to Chadron. So throughout that time, we made the decision to come to Chadron. And I praise the Lord that he decided to just bring both of us here. And so we came to Chadron. We already knew the Newmans. And so we immediately got involved in Revive. And, you know, without the opportunity to attend Revive, I'm really afraid of where I might have been. I now had accountability, and I had encouragement, and I had a Christ-centered community who were pushing me and challenging me to just look to Scripture, like, look to the Lord. And then Jaden and I, we were crazy, and we got married in September of 2017, so throughout college, and then we got pregnant with Fletcher in April of 2018. So, you know, throughout that time, we were being reached out by this very church body. It's just, I can't even fathom what that looked like. But, like, for example, like Amy, she asked if I wanted to study the Bible together weekly. Kind of bizarre to me anyways, but it's been amazing. I would receive messages on Facebook just about how I could be prayed for, or like if we needed meals, and we're always hungry, so, you know, that was always accepted. But, you know, I was being cared for and being loved, so loved. And I would say, even so, at that point, my relationship with the Lord was yet just kind of surface level. You know, I had some things that I wavered on, I think, sometimes. And on November 11th, 2018, my daughter, Fletcher, she was born. I had a somewhat scary experience. It included like 3 days of labor and an emergency C-section, and she was born 5 weeks early. And we took our sweet baby home just a few days later. Praise God, just his hand was on that. And after 1 week at home, Fletcher, she stopped breathing at home. She turned blue in front of my eyes, and I stripped her down, and I was rubbing cold baby wipes on her to try to just stimulate a breath, like I was smacking her, and she just nothing. And so we ran into the ER, and, you know, I was just in shock, like just in complete shock. And it was by the grace of God that I was met by Dr. Christie. She wasn't even supposed to work that day. She just was in the hospital picking something up. And I just vividly remember Christy's just ability to work. It was so comforting. And we stayed in the ICU that evening, and we were flown to Rapid City the next day. 4 days later, the Lord allowed us to return home with one prescription and a breathing baby. One prescription, and she doesn't even have to take it now. You know, on that day, my mind and my heart, it just demanded a response. Up until that moment, it just demanded a response from that. Something just happened, traumatic, all of the things. What am I going to do about it? On one hand, I could either deepen my relationship with Christ and just turn to the Lord and allow him to just fill me with comfort and peace and all of those things. Or I could question and doubt the Lord. My sinful nature, I chose to question. And I blamed God, and I was prideful and selfish and so naive to my King and my Savior. And even still through that, while I was being absolutely horrifying to the Lord, he showed me his love, and he showed me his grace. He's taught me just so many things through that experience. He's taught me that Fletcher is not mine, that she is his. He taught me that, you know, I'm absolutely unworthy of his forgiveness, unworthy of it. He taught me that he's bigger and that he is better and that he's sweeter and he's so much wiser and that he's above all things. You know, he's above my flashbacks to that lifeless day. Those little moments in life that are sometimes traumatic or whatever, you know, they can come into our mind, and what do we do with it? And I would encourage you, you know, turn to the Lord. He'll take that from you. God is bigger than my flashbacks to that lifeless day. He's above my nightmares of like Fletcher drowning or like her being boiled. He has defeated and conquered death. And, you know, as I looked back on that time, now kind of on the other end of it, if I was to take back those days of just that suffering with Fletcher, of that whole day happening, I wouldn't. You know, I see now, like, I absolutely needed that for my relationship to the Lord, with the Lord, to just become my everything, to become real. I needed that. He used that experience to give me just a hunger for his word when nothing else would suffice. Nothing that anybody said to me, nothing that Jaden said to me, or that he tried to show me love in some way, it wouldn't suffice. His word would suffice. And he used that experience to show me how in need I am of Christ. And, you know, God, he's so, so good. And he's faithful, and he's true, and he's mighty. And you know, this church body it's indescribable. I literally cannot describe what this body of Christ has done for me. I felt the love of Christ just through this congregation in so many different ways. Through that time, you guys provided financially for us. You guys just loved us, and you know, I've been poured into consistently for 4 years. Consistently, like every day, by you guys. And I've been so challenged deep in my relationship with God, and I've been equipped and trained to disciple others. And I will forever hold this congregation so close to my heart. And you know, through all of this, I've been able to claim Jesus Christ as my Redeemer and my Messiah. And you know, God sent his son. He sent his son to die on the cross to fulfill the law. He sent his son to pay for our sin, to create a way to be filled with the fullness of God. And once we repent, and once we surrender those sins in our entirety to him, our whole self, we are hidden in Christ, and we're gifted with eternal life with the creator of the universe. We are forgiven. And you know, that this Christian walk, it doesn't stop there. As Paul states, he uses terminology like press on. We're to press on. We are to strive for the day of Christ's return. We're to endure. And you know, I share this story with you so that you may see just God's hand working and just shaping and guiding my life. You know, he sought after my benefit in every single way. And you know, as Jaden and I prepare to move back to Ainsworth this May to ranch, you know, I know that God is faithful. I am confident in believing that God is good, no matter my perception of the situation. He is good. And that I can trust in his promises, and that they will never fail. He will always be sufficient. Wherever God asks Jaden and I to go, you know, we will proclaim his name boldly and fearlessly. And that's only because he revealed his glory through his son, Jesus Christ. There's no other reason. Just simply because of that, we can be confident in proclaiming our lives as a way of worship to our God.